This is Passport to Texas. Up to a million Atwater's prairie chickens once occupied more than 6 million acres of coastal prairie in Texas. By 2005, only 40 birds were estimated in the wild.
That happened primarily because of a loss of habitat. You've got places like Houston and Corpus Christi, and as these cities developed, they took a lot of the coastal prairie away, and then we also had the problem of Chinese tallow escaping and changing the coastal prairie into a tallow forest.
Mark Klim coordinates the Adopt-a-Prairie Chicken Program.
The Prairie Chicken Program is a fundraising program. 7 zoos across the state put a lot of energy into raising birds that are going to be released on the prairies. And this is one way that the people of Texas can get involved and help us to support these zoos.
Thanks in part to this program, recovery efforts for the Atwater's Prairie Chicken reached a new milestone this year when 6 hens raised 21 chicks to 6 weeks of age in the wild.
And this hasn't happened before. One hen did do it a couple of years ago, but she had a lot of help from the staff at the Atwater Prairie Chicken Preserve. This year, some of these hens did it with no assistance at all, and it happened not only on Atwater Prairie Chicken Preserve, but also at a private land in Goliad County.
Today, there are an estimated 90 Atwater's Prairie Chickens in the wild at 3 locations. We'll tell you more about the bird tomorrow. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.